Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from my show, A Message of Concern. And alhamdulillah, I'll have to leave you for a second. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from my show, Message of Concern. Where are my brothers? Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. The guest call in number is 515-602-9665. If you could call in, really appreciate it. Alhamdulillah.
Hey, man,
coming
back.
Well, I'm Islam.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, yes, sir. We've been logged in. I didn't really see anybody in the studio, though. You're the first person in the studio. Ibrahim called Daya, and I don't know if he's coming on, but all praise be to Allah, brother. Praise be to Allah.
All praise.
So, look here, man.
I apologize to you. I got hung up with Dr. Frank and connecting him with my daughter for my grandson. And I'm rushing back, you know. And I really did forgot that I supposed to have gotten with you as far as the show is concerned.
Okay. Well,
he's going on eight.
Okay, good.
He's super smart, and he's making eight. I think he's gonna be trying to build a robot, and he's amazing. He really is amazing.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Yeah, right. All he needs is that STEM education, you know, the STEM education, and learn the code in Python. Python is a good language for them to start off.
Okay.
I got a book. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text you, I'm going to send you a text of this book that is called Teach Your Kids to Code, and you can order that book from Amazon. Let your grandson read it, and maybe, if necessary, some other adult with him too. But let him try it first.
Brother Dr. Frank already had one student with him, and my daughter. My daughter going, is going to take care of putting them into the plan, and inshallah. Who's they? Okay, and he had told us with that $300 and cost of them being on the methods of concern on that program, you know, that you can have somebody else in there also. So we're gonna try to put one or two of Karan's grandchildren in there. You know.
That'd be real good.
Right. He said that they can kind of come in there with them, you know. So my daughter just got to talking to him, and they already setting up how she gonna pay, things like that, and she's ready to pay, and they in the process.
Praise be to Allah.
And I told my daughter about the STEM too now. And so please send me that information. I told her about you had the STEM program. You know. And I wanted him
right,
to
right.
get into that. Yeah.
How old is your daughter's son?
He's eight.
Give her my number, Shusha. Could you give her my number and have her call me? I want her
how she could go on my site and pull up some information that to help him right now. To also, in addition to his learning how to code, because the code come first, I'd like to talk to her if give him my number, please.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
I sure will.
Brother Frank, Dr. Frank, he didn't know that I was in the Craig Committee. I told him about the Craig Committee, the Committee for the Removal of All Racial Images. God, the divine. And that I was in this, he said, you removing all racism? I said, yeah, that's what we do. I said, I've been doing that for over 40 some years. And he said, if you do anything, he said, I won't be part of it. That's what he told me. And I asked him, I said, how old are you? He said, 52. Mm. I mean, he's a young man.
Yes, sir.
52
right.
years old. And I said, look here. I told him that quite a few people be not saying nothing to you while you making your presentation. But there's a whole lot of brothers and sisters is listening to you. They just not saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got people listening to you. They just not saying that. So he was fired up. He hung me up. I did some overtime talking with him.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to Allah, So alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You want me to go ahead on and kick this off?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I'm gonna say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And I'd like to give the brothers and sisters the greeting of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. So, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah and we ask Allah for his mercy and for his forgiveness. And he is the one that is the giver of everything. Everything that we need, we depend on him for everything that we need. And if he would take it from us and not give it to us, nobody can give it to us. Is it? And Allah's one that is the most generous and the most merciful. He's the most merciful. So he's the one that we give ourselves to, and he's the one that we depend on. We as Muslims, we call God Allah. We call God Allah. And Allah has, and Allah is one of his attributes. It don't give the full description of him, You know, there's other 99 attributes, a description of God, you know, and Allah is the 100 attribute, you know. We have a saying in Islam: anything that you can imagine that God is, He's way more than that. He's way bigger than that, and way greater than that. You know. So we as Muslim, I have to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves because He's the all-knowing and He is the all-wise. You know. And believe me, brothers and sisters, with the understanding that Allah blesses us with, you can tend to get a little arrogant. You know, you can tend to get a little boastful. You know, so you have to do everything that's in your power to humble yourself, to humble yourself, and we as believers in God, we are Muslim, and the word Muslim means that anybody or anything in creation that submitted their will to do God's will. Everything that you see in creation obeys God. They submit their will to God, you know, willingly or unwillingly. There's nothing in creation that can say that I'm going to do my own thing. Today, I'm going to disobey God. Nothing in creation can do that. The only someone, the only being that can do that is the human being and the jinn. And the reason for that, God gave them us a free will, and He gave us a free will as a test for us, a test and where we can go to test and try. God said He's not going to leave us alone just to say that we believe in Him. He said we're going to be tested and tried. He said that He tests and tries those before us, and He's going to test and try us. And He's going to know the one that is true and the one that's false. You see? So we are Muslims. We Muslim. We take on. Allah gave us the name Muslim. Allah gave us that, you know, and so we as believers, we take that line, that name, and we try to apply the Quran, and we try to apply the Ushwa, the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, in our life. You see. We just don't study just to have knowledge. You know how some people do. They want to tell you that they are heavy, that they got, they know. I know 7 different languages, and I speak them fluently, you know. And I know this and I know that, you know. Well, we as Muslims, our understanding is that one of the things that's most precious is the application of knowledge. You know, if you have all that knowledge, could you be humble? Could you learn from somebody else? You see? So it's the application. It's important. How do you conduct your life? You see, you're not going to let's say get a job just because you can recite 30 ayats. You know, you can recite those. You know, or you can you can quote half of the Quran. You know, that's not good enough. That's not good enough in order for us to live in this society and have a family life and live with other peoples in the community and live a community life with people. We had to love one another. We had to want for our brother what we want for ourselves. You know, we had to be one that fair in dealing. Don't steal. Don't practice fraud. You see, don't practice usury on the people. You got a whole lot of money. You understand? And here's your brother. He might be poor. And he want to go into business, and he come to you, ask you to help him out with money, and that he want to borrow some money from you. And the person that asking you, he's honest. And what I do, I tell him, yeah, you can borrow it. How much money you need? And he said, well, we need at least about $250,000. And I say, yeah, okay, I'll lend you $250,000, but you had to pay me $500,000 back. And if you miss a payment, then I'm had to charge you a 25% interest. And if you miss again, I'm gonna have to pay you. You're gonna have to pay 50% interest. And if you miss again, they're gonna be 75% interest. All that knowledge, you got all that sense, and you have all that money, but you don't know how to treat your brother. You're not treating your brother a family. And who to say that the same person that you treat this way, that you putting this type of pressure on him, that it won't come a time that he'll have more money than you. He'll be more successful than you. Who to say that? You know, so application. Application of the knowledge. You know, could you apply the knowledge with your wife? Could you apply raising your children? You see what I'm saying? Could you apply with your employees? Could you treat them fairly? You know? So we have a responsibility to our wife, and we have a responsibility to the orphans, to the needy, and to the poor. We have a responsibility to them. You see, could we live up to that? So it's more than just being knowledgeable, being heavy, being articulate. It's more to it than that. You know, they said the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. They say that during the time that he was alive, they say that he can be in a crowd. And if you don't know him, you can tell him the difference in him from nobody else in that crowd. And he definitely won't be one that's arrogant and one that's boastful or one that want to be seen. You see? So it's a big responsibility. So we, inshallah, we try to live up to that, and we ask in other brothers and sisters, strive to want for your brother what you want for yourself. Love your brother. Love you one another. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. I'm going to turn it back over to our good brother, Brother Amin. As-salamu alaykum. But I mean, Brother Ibrahim, is Brother Ibrahim on? Brother Akbar, is Brother Akbar on?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, Brother Ibrahim, you got the floor.
Yes, sir. I'm going to turn it back over to my brother Suja, because he's on the road. We don't have that much time, and I'll close out with the prayer. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Balamin.
Alhamdulillah, you know, I'm trying to do a couple things all at once. Brother Ibrahim, if you could go ahead, I'm trying to do
it. Yeah, I didn't know Ibrahim was here. I didn't know that he was here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. But you still want to do it like that, big bro? So, guys, go ahead and I close up with the prayer. Because you're on the road. I want you to stop.
Okay, then. All right, then. Praise be to Allah. But I mean, is Dr. Frank coming on today?
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on because, you know, you was telling me about that very positive conversation y'all had. And, since y'all was on a roll, I wanted him to kind of continue with that. And so I asked him to come on. Go ahead.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. Message canceled. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay, all right. So I'm gonna stop at 7 o'clock, right? 8 o'clock. I'm gonna stop at the time where he come on, and then I'm gonna turn it back over to you, right?
Okay, but I'm gonna see if he calls in because at first everything was so up and down and everything that I kind of like told him it may not be no show tonight. Yeah. Okay, but continue, brother, please.
Okay. All right then. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So praise be to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. I was just laying down some of the meaning and just identifying ourselves, you know, and I was dealing with the word Muslim, you know. And the meaning of a Muslim, you know, that's very important, you know, that we know who we are, and it was Allah is the one that gave us the name Muslim. Allah is the one that gave us name Muslim.
the name Muslim. And so that's something to live up to, because and I can see that that's his whole creation falls under that definition. His whole creation falls under that definition, Muslim. The water is Muslim. Everything is Muslim. Sunshine, everything, the birds, the bees, all those things are Muslim. Anything in creation that you can see with your five senses is Muslim, because they're obedient to God. And there's no compulsory. There's no force. You know, they willingly submit their will to God. And that's who we are. We're trying to live up to that definition. You know. It's a beautiful thing. Real beautiful. Also, our religion, the deen, we call it religion, right? Because we're relating to the English speaking peoples. You know, we as Muslims, we call it deen, which means a way of life. But the English speaking people, you know, they call it religion. So we don't have no problem with that. We don't have no problem with that at all. You know. We as Muslims, we have what you call five pillars. Our first pillar is La ilaha illallah. You know, that there is only one God. You know, God is alone. You know, there's one God and there's one creation. There's nothing in between. You know, God is independent, absolute. You see, and God depends on nothing and on no one. But the creation is dependent. You know, everything in creation depends on something out of creation. You know, we as human beings, I think we have to have 75% liquid, or 75% water. We got to have water. You know. And we got to have, we can't exist without air. We got to have air. You know. Also, we can starve to death. We got to have food. You see. So all that is telling us that we are. We are creation. You know, we are human beings. We're creation. We not know God. God, the creator, has no needs. You know, he has no needs. He don't depend on no food, on no air, or on no water. He has no needs. You know, also we as Muslim, we have these pillars that we was, they're like pillars that are holes of a tent. We believe in. We believe in one God. We believe in fasting. We as Muslim, we believe in prayer. You know, We are one that gives ourselves to God. We praise. We don't depend on praise to nothing else but the Creator. You know, that's the reason you have the Muslim is so strong in dealing with this idea. I had a son. You know, because it's just ripping apart one of our pillars that we believe in. You know, and you have the peoples here on earth. You have many of them is praying to the sun. And you have them saying that the sun is equal to God. You know, that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is equal to God. You know, we as Muslims, we had to stand up against that. We can't go along with that. You know, you said that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and they all are equal, and they are one. You know, I don't talk about this, but you claim that you killed the Son. You claim that you killed him. That you are one that is part of creation, and you not God. But you believe that Jesus is God. You know, you believe that the Holy Spirit is God. But you turn around and you are able to show the world that you killed God. If they had different peoples that claim their superiority, and it get to the point where they had to prove it, like fighters for example, they had to get in the ring, and we had to see who is the best. You know, and through so many rounds, you find out who is who, and one of them knocked out the other one. One of the individuals knocked out one of his opponents. So how do you think the people feel when you say that you killed God? How do you think the people feel? They gonna have to give you some credit. You had to be mighty powerful to kill God. But you say that he died. We didn't just kill him. He died. But what the reason he died? He died for your sin. And if you look at the news, you read the newspaper, and it will tell you, or you go on Google and just ask Google, What is the most corrupt and worst society that ever been on earth? And they will tell you that this society is the most corrupt one that they have ever seen. So if the society is the most corrupt society. And you say that the Son of God died for you. Well, it seems like he died in vain. He just wastes his time. His purpose wasn't good enough. He gave his life. He gave his life to a sinner, a fornicator, a homosexual, a killer. Brothers and sisters, we don't, you know, believing in that type of teaching is not good. So we thank you, and we pray that we have said something that have got your attention, and we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum. I'm turning it back over to Brother Amin. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Imam Ibn, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir. Now he said he didn't know whether or not Dr. Frank was going to be on or not. But if you want to close up this side, this part of the of the program off, and we'll go into the next one.
All right. And okay. Sure, I'll just go ahead and make prayer then, and then we'll do that. Open back up. As-salamu alaykum. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. By the token of time through the age, really man is at loss, except such as have faith and do righteous deeds, and join together in the mutual teachings of truth and of patience and constancy. Amen. Okay.
I guess we give him about a few minutes, and if he don't come on in a few minutes, praise be to Allah, we go into the second half of the program, and inshallah, you know, I'm gonna turn it over to you, and you just take your time. Inshallah.
All right. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
He's going to get in contact with Brother Frank, right? Suja.
Excuse me, I had to put it on mute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said he's supposed to get in touch with Brother Frank, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to reach Frank now. I saw him. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you clear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Here he
is. Yes, sir. Let's take your time. I'm trying to get me some coffee.
Fix two. I'll be able to drink one with
you. If I get you one, Abdullah.
Yes, sir.
My wife, she puts a whole lot of herbs and things here. Well, she said it's ginger, Shuja.
Oh, okay.
And then some of those leaves out of the yard.
Yes, sir.
The dandelion, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, that's natural.
Allahu Akbar.
I got
15 things that they tell you that you can eat that will bring your blood pressure down.
Yeah, we all need that.
Yeah, they'll bring your blood pressure down naturally. You know, because if you just on this medicine and you're depending on that, I don't know what it's doing to you. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I don't know what it's doing to you. Yeah, that was 15 things. Let's see. Yes, sir. I got a chance to talk to Dr. Frank today. Boy, I so enjoyed talking. And he didn't know that we dealt with removing racial images out of worship that portray God. After I explained it to him, he said, "Man, count me in. Anytime y'all have any kind of program." Praise be to Allah.
You're trying to wake the world up.
There you go. That's right.
And like even my mom said, how can you wake a man up playing sleep?
That's almost impossible.
Yes, he's playing sleep. He ain't sleep.
He's playing sleep.
Yes, sir.
That's hard to do. Now, this thing right here is...
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Well, thank you, Master Lamb.
Yeah. This blog talk thing ain't, you know what I mean? It got so many blemishes, and Dr. Frank hear us, but I don't see him on the screen, so I can't bring him in, you know what I mean? There's so many these folks, I don't know, you know, they may be jealous or whatever, what they're hearing. I don't know. Dr. Frank, he hear us, but I don't see him on the screen to bring him into the queue. I don't see him. Yeah. I'm going to log out and log back in. So bear with me.
Right.
Bear with me.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bear with you.
All right.
Alhamdulillah. So, Brother Imam Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
This is some of the things he gave me. I mean, that I wrote down on lowering the blood pressure. He said, "Simon." He said, "Eat plenty of salmon." He said, "It has stuff in there that will lower your blood pressure." Pumpkin
yes, sir.
Seeds.
I love that. Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Pumpkin seeds. And it said beans and lentils. So
yes.
That will bring your blood pressure down. He said berries. You know, and they got things in berries that bring your blood pressure down. He said pistachio
yes,
nuts. You know, and it said it has potassium. And it said carrots will bring your blood pressure down. Celery. Tomatoes, you know, tomatoes got lycopene. I know that lycopene. The red in the tomatoes is lycopene. And also we had bananas, broccoli. Broccoli would bring your blood pressure down. He said yogurt would bring your blood pressure down. He said add a little berries and different things like that in it. He said herbs and spices. You know, and he said spinach, flaxseed, and beets. And he had another gentleman, I was dealing with lowering the blood pressure, another gentleman, not the same one, he said the quickest way you can lower your blood pressure, if you're real high and you want to lower it down real quick, it said drink some beet juice.
Right.
Get your beet and extract the juice out of it. Drink some beet juice. And also, it said that what would lower your blood pressure down, this is a proven fact, is get something to squeeze on. Even if it's a towel, you wrap up with a towel and put it in your hand and squeeze on it. a rubber ball squeezed on it. You know.
Yeah.
And the third thing is walking 20 minutes. So that'll bring you down quick.
Yes, sir. Yes. The only thing you mentioned, carrots and I love all them. Broccoli, I eat that just about every day.
Yes, sir. Every day that you say it, but I'm already eating.
Already eating it, bro.
Yes,
sir. We learned that in the first experience.
Absolutely. And I love
emergency that. Call. Because I hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear Dr. Frank? Can you hear Dr. Frank?
Yes, I can hear him clearly.
Okay, Dr. good. Frank. So what I had to do is, I had to do a three-way. This whole thing, man. See, that's why we need our kids to code. See, I keep complaining. Our kids should probably make a phone, do a phone. You just the same way these other people doing this and do it better. All right, brother.
Absolutely.
I turn it back over to you, brother, Dr. Frank.
Okay, so I don't need to hit one or nothing.
Hmm?
I don't need to hit the one or nothing like that, right?
No. I hear you. I hear you. Shujak, can you hear him?
I am clearly.
Okay, good. Ibrahim, can you hear him?
Yes, sir. Could you hear him, Billy Mayer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got the floor, brother.
I will believe in the Shaitan of Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I ask that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and everything in between, I bear witness that he is the only deity worthy of worship, that he guide my tongue, that this message penetrates the hearts and minds of the believers and our guests, that they may act upon the knowledge and information in the various forms to touch others, to inspire them. Be conscientious that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Lord of the dawn. And the dawn that's upon us is the dawn of a new era of technology, of advancement, and that we stay sober-minded in our approach to engage in a lifestyle that will be faster, more up-tempo, and very unique in terms of what we are accustomed to. So tonight, I want to summarize what we talked about last is not something that we can stop. It's also not something that we should want to stop. We should want to be advanced, but we should be wanting to be advanced with goodness and fairness. And so the advancement now is going to create and manifest an unprecedented digital divide. Right now, folks are struggling to pay the internet and cable bills. In 20 to 25 months, internet is going to be sky high. A lot of us are not aware of what's coming. Internet prices are going to go up considerably because all of the devices will need to be connected to the Wi-Fi, to the internet. And there are going to be billions of new devices being created, devices that we haven't seen yet, hologram devices. 2.9 billion phones going to have to be replaced. Everybody's going to want a 5G phone. I think right now I have locked in with a manufacturer with to wholesale 5G phones, and the wholesale price is over $800. That should give you an idea of how much these phones will cost. These devices, like phones, tablets, stuff like that, will be able to learn and gather data, compartmentalize data, to where the devices will constantly be getting smarter, predicated on the size of the CPU, the central processing unit. And someone was asked, well, what are the human beings going to do, and how will it affect us in the future? Well, if the machines are going to be doing all the work, then that's going to, in turn, affect Social Security, which many Americans are enjoying the benefits of that labor, that work that you did decades ago is paying some bills today through Social Security. So algorithm bias, artificial intelligence, rather, it's going to create a world that's going to compromise the lifestyle in America to the point where our children's children, they won't have Social Security. This movement, this unprecedented scale of technology is going to destroy that system. That system of Social Security will be a moot issue once this 5G infrastructure is complete, because there will be less work and less wages being saved in that, to that compartmentalization. Because if 5.4 million jobs will be lost by African Americans, that's less wage appreciation that will go into a Social Security component. So I want to wrap this talk up tonight and go over some remedies, exigent remedies that we need to engage in a world with artificial intelligence. We know what that is. That's when the machine is doing things that human beings do, in a nutshell. All right? Holding conversations, making decisions on whether or not you get approved for a loan, all that, the machine is going to do that. And the funny thing about it is that everything is connected, because this is why our kids need to learn how to code, and it's also why that people are sitting at the round table making sure kids in the public school don't learn how to code. It's just chess, not checkers. You cannot counter strategy with randomness. So we're going to deal with some facts tonight. Fact is something that can be proven. A theory is something that hasn't been proven. That's all we got to remember. A fact is something that can be proven. A theory is something that hasn't been proven. So I'll let you know when I'm in theory land. Right now, we're going to deal with some facts. These are the facts. There's no random consistency in mathematics. That's a fact. I learned that from a mathematician in 1987. Professor, there's no such randomness, and there's no such thing as random consistency in mathematics. What that means is this. If you can put up consistent statistics on anything, That means somebody wrote that down and planned that. That's what that means. I'm going to repeat the phrase. There's no such thing as random consistency in mathematics. Hence, they use statistics to determine how many prison beds are going to be made based off fourth grade test scores. This is the country we live in. They use fourth grade test scores to determine how many prison beds they're going to need in the future. Another fact, you cannot counter with randomness. If someone is sitting at the round table planning your fourth grade son or daughter's future, you can't counter that with being reactive. That'll be falls in the category of randomness. No structure. You just react. Someone is strategizing and you react. You cannot counter strategy with randomness. You will never defeat the one who is strategized. If we random and people are sitting at round tables figuring out how to keep us at the bottom of the economic totem pole, you cannot counter that with a random protest or getting upset. That's not how you counter strategy. You counter strategy with strategy. Hopefully you are matching the intensity of the strategy so you will come out victorious. So we have the best guide for the human world right in front of us. Those of us who have been a Muslim for 1,000 years, we should have some type of book in our house that helps us understand who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a strategic man who fought wars. That is the human example for us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought wars. That means he had strategy against those who were strategizing against him. He didn't have randomness and protest against strategy. He had strategic maneuverability concepts on how to defeat the enemy. Well, what is the enemy today? Enemy today is, while everyone is learning how to code, someone is sitting down making sure that our kids don't know how to code. So what are we going to do? Protest? You need to understand many of our people in America have been programmed to protest. They're programmed to protest. They know this, that you cannot protest your way out of this. The only remedy for this is to actually diversify the IT workforce, because IT is moving too fast. We can't slow it down, not going to stop. So the only remedy right now, talking about remedial stuff, we're talking about how do we fix this. The only remedy for what we are faced with, what we'll be faced with in the next 20 to 25 months, the remedy for this is to actually put people of color in the IT workforce that can do the work. If you can't do it, don't want to do it, don't feel like do it, at least have enough willpower to push yourself to maybe sponsor someone. You can sponsor a student and put them in the IT workforce. This can be done, okay? This is the remedy. Remember, you cannot protest your way out of this. You can complain about it, but that's what we're doing now. We're trying to make some noise. But the remedy is to actually put people of color into the workforce. I'm reiterating this point primarily because we are a well-versed community. I have to say this. Some of the most intelligent, brilliant, wisest men and women I have ever met in my human existence, small, puny life of Muslim from the W.D. Muhammad's ministry. That's what I call it. Muslims who eat from that ministry are some of the most brilliant minds I have ever encountered in my human existence. And so that's good. I went to school with a lot of smart Muslims. And so the thing about being smart is that if you're not implementing the intelligence that Allah has let you borrow, we don't own anything, not in Allah's world. Everything is about to run out of time. Your intelligence and wisdom and knowledge is on a lease. What we do with it will predicate the quality of our life, not only here, but in the hereafter. So we have brilliant Muslims all around us. Every masjid I go, there's at least 4 or 5 gurus at deans. Right? And so what we have to start doing is figuring out ways to get the medicine on the streets for people who need it and stop giving each other the kutbahs. We need to get the kutbahs on the street so that we can live again and cultivate communities that are sanctioned by Allah. And so tonight we're going to look at algorithm bias, because this is the culprit. This is the enemy. The enemy is not artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, everyone that is listening to us now are benefiting from artificial intelligence, because all y'all got phones that you can talk to. That's artificial intelligence. And if we are honest with ourselves, all of us have used, at one time or another, Google search, Siri, Cortana, and ask them questions. So we have benefited immensely from artificial intelligence in the 4G environment. And artificial intelligence is not our enemy. The enemy is algorithm bias. That's what we need to prevent. So we're going to look at some ways that we can make an imprint or a difference in our communities and societies to get this looked at closely and producing a framework for algorithmic hygiene. I want to repeat that. We're going to present a framework for algorithmic hygiene. This will identify some specific cause of bias, and if we look at it and get people that make decisions for other groups of people to look at it, it will reduce the discriminatory intent or effects of algorithm bias. Okay? But algorithm appearing in a variety of applications, we will argue that the operators and other concerned stakeholders must be diligent in proactively addressing factors which contribute to the bias. Okay? Surfacing and responding to algorithmic bias up front, what this can do, it can potentially avert harmful impacts to users and heavy liabilities against the operators and creators of algorithms. That would include what? Computer programmers, governments, industry leaders. These are the actors that comprise the audience for a series of mitigation proposals. Okay, so look at that. What are you saying, Dr. Ukta? What I'm saying is that do not just sit by and let this happen. That's what I'm saying. Because they got elections coming up. I think elections in November and stuff like that. You know, I'm not really a political scientist buff. But I do know that this is around the time of year people start wanting people to vote for them. Okay? So if that's true, those who participate in these arenas, and if I'm not mistaken, we have a plethora of political scientists that are Muslims. I see them every week in the AM Journal. Have we confronted or asked any of them, what are you doing, my brother, or what are you doing, my sister, to protect us from algorithm bias? The ones who are in the ranks with us. It's a lot. We have political scientists in the ranks that are politicians that could perhaps influence other politicians, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? So we're going to look at some techniques that we can employ to help us at least speak out against the wrongdoing and foment and cultivate strategies that puts us in a winning position, a position of strength and power for this technological age. Right now, we are sitting ducks. That's what we are now, waiting for everything to get faster, and we clueless. Because we can't code. That means we got to wait for somebody to come code for us. And we got a book that got all the answers for mankind. Tuckman writes. We got books that got the answers. One of the attributes of the Quran is that it has all the answers for mankind, if I'm not mistaken, in this life. And there's no other book on the planet that makes you successful here and prepares you for success in the next life. So we have to look in the mirror. That word would be accountability. We have to look in the mirror. We have no one else to blame but us if we allow this to happen to our kids. Okay? So we can begin to cultivate and strategize among us ourselves in our mosques, wherever we are, of how can we counter and protect our offspring from the onslaught of job loss, massive job loss, and then what comes thereafter when the machines do take over, some of those machines are going to be law enforcement. Let's get real. Let's talk about everything. Let's talk about the drones that's going to be flying around the projects, looking at everything you do. And the minute you do something wrong, or one of these kids do something wrong, they're going to summon a robot that's going to be fully armed and does not miss a target. I've seen it. I've seen a robot that they kick in the back, hit in the head with bats, push around, and he's still hitting all his targets. Now, Brother Oop, that you sound, you kind of extreme. Well, I've seen video of a human being crush another human being's neck in the street. I saw that. I thought that was extreme. What do you think the robot's going to do that don't miss targets? That's just a question. You don't have to answer it, but you should think about it. Okay? So, it is very important that we set up our own roundtable talks and foment and cultivate strategies and frameworks for, this is the terminology, algorithmic hygiene, all right? Use that terminology when you're talking to your politicians that you're about to vote for or the politicians that's in the ranks with you. How can you help us with algorithmic hygiene? This will identify specific causes of bias, all right? And algorithmic hygiene will employ best practices to identify and mitigate them.
and set public policy recommendations which promote fair and ethical deployment of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. This is how we will counter that. We will sit down and cultivate strategies for algorithmic hygiene, which identifies specific causes of bias and employs best practices to identify and mitigate them. Set up public policy recommendations which promote the fair and ethical deployment of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. That is my suggestion. That's what I would advise, as I am the CEO of New Life Consulting LLC. That is the name of my company, New Life Consulting. All right? I am consulting with very smart people that have been saying La ilaha illallah for some odd decade. Why am I saying that? Why are you saying that, brother? That's my middle name, in case y'all didn't know. I'm saying that because if you saying La ilaha illallah, all you got to do is make a move, and Allah going to help you. All you got to do is try, give some effort. All the Islam I've studied, if the Muslim just try to get some effort, Allah going to send, 5,000 habit-making angels to help us? This is for those who have no doubt, though, who believe in the last day and the unseen. I believe in the unseen. I didn't walk through doors. I didn't know where in the world I'm supposed to be able to walk through. But I know I'm going to walk through it because I know I got 5,000 habit-making angels I've been summoned early this morning. Come help me. We can win. I'm always thinking win because Allah said, called Aflahad Mukminun. The believer is already successful. We got to do the adab. We got to put forth some effort. We're not doing nothing about this. Okay? And so in December, there was a summit, Algorithm Bias Summit. I was invited, praise be to Allah, and I gathered some intelligence for us. Okay? Now, with the people who don't look like us, who are fair-skinned, that, you know, our human brothers from another tribe, but they are standing on a table about, they're not making noise like Ookta is about algorithm bias. They recognize it, but they ain't as vehement as I am. What they're standing on a table about is what I talked about last night. They are paranoid about singularity. They are paranoid about the machines wiping us out as a human race. I wasn't that paranoid about that. You know, I'm a tech guy. I can turn them off. But, and I'm being facetious right now, but I'm standing on the table for, wait a minute. Right now, we only represent 1% of Silicon Valley. That's what I'm standing on the table for. That's what I'm making noise about. We need to get more people of color in the IT workforce so that when the machines do decide to run everything and take everybody's job, that at least that artificial intelligence has been programmed with some halal propensities, some goodness in the program. Because if we let people who already discriminate against us program them, then they're going to program them like they think. This is important. If the people that are already discriminatory against you are doing 90% of the programming of the machine that's going to take over, hence you should be able to extrapolate that those machines are going to have propensities that are discriminatory also. So this is why diversification is the actual remedy for this. Because once again, either way, artificial intelligence is inevitable. The machines can do everything a human being can do. That's inevitable. And so the Muslim mind, once again, I'm reiterating this, and this is where you need to think back think back 20 years ago when WD was telling us we need to have our own hospital. We need to have our own clinic. We need to have our own manufacturing company. We need to be making relationships with brothers in Africa. Because there's an agenda to decrease the world population. And there are people that not worried about the machines killing everybody because they are preparing for that. Decreasing world population, living in space. Sounds like sci-fi again. But remember, I told you sci-fi is a window into the future. Every time. Every time. That's a fact. I can prove that's a fact because all you got to do is look at the decade. If you look at sci-fi, 20 years ago, and everything you see, every sci-fi you see 20 years ago is manifested today. The sci-fi that I looked at as a kid is manifested 20 years ago. I think I told my brother, my good brother Rashid, that one day my father admonished me because I was looking at the Jetsons. And I've always been a sci-fi buff as a kid. I liked $6 Million Man, brain machine interfaces. I had an appetite for it. I still do. And so I liked it, the Jetsons. That was one of my favorite cartoons. And my dad admonished me and said, man, that ain't real. That ain't going to happen. And I told him, yes, it is. And he admonished me. And so now today, whenever I see him with a cell phone, I take it out of his hand. Because they had cell phones on the Jetsons in the 70s and laptops. And so sci-fi is a window into the future. So what we have to begin to do is stay in the know. Keep learning. The biggest mistake that a Muslim can make is that he has stopped learning, he or she. We have to continue to gather information and continue to protect ourselves. Yes, there are organizations, actions, trilateral commissions that are preparing to decrease the world population. And yes, they will use food. They will use vaccines. They will use whatever they can to decrease the world population. I think of that type of mind that has put themselves in a position where they're going to decide we're going to kill a bunch of people to decrease the world population. I'm not making this up. In fact, not only are they planning it, they're not even keeping it a secret. I have a video I watched of Bill Gates saying that they're going to use vaccines to decrease world population. And, of course, he was talking to an auditorium full of people that looked like him. So let's backtrack. The machine's going to take over. You're going to have massive job loss, and you have people that's filthy rich that's already saying we're going to decrease world population. And what we are doing, getting in the mass gear, giving each other cook bars. We got to stop that. We have to get ready and at least help lay the groundwork for our youth. We have to help them for the world that's coming. We have to do something about it. We have to use our intellectual resources, our wisdom and knowledge, and we've been well taught and we know a lot of stuff. We have to figure out a way to make that resource, that intellectual property needs to manifest some type of return on the investment. The Quran used business language all day long. The Quran, Allah, we in business with Allah. And I don't know if we all recognize that. The Muslim is in business.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Anybody got any questions? We have about another 12 minutes. If you got any questions or comments, press one on your phone, and I'll see it, and I'll bring you in. A couple people are already in the queue. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. 404-421. Let's see what that is. State your name and tell, and, you know, state your name and tell us where you call it from. Assalamu alaikum. 404-421. Okay. That must have been a dry run.
Assalamu alaikum.
We see somebody else.
I had no mute. What I want to say
I should ask you that.
I thank the brother for all the information, and we got to get that information to the people, because the people got to hear this information, but we can be aware of it. I see right now the people are bringing dogs into the grocery stores, the front of the store, and all the stores they're bringing. The dogs, especially in the hotels and anywhere, they're bringing their dogs in there. See, that's a sign, I believe, to us that we have to be able to set our own standard for living on this earth. If we don't, then they're always going to be calling the shot, and their shot only going to fit them. And so we thank you, brother, for letting us know that we get ready for the new age coming in. And like you said, it's coming in when they was making all the movies with the different robots. They were setting the stage at that time to do that. So they get ready. So we have to get prepared to get ready for this new development coming into for the human family. So thank you. I thank him so much. May Allah continue to bless him. And we're going to keep listening. And we're going to try to get other people to come on and get ready for this new era in our life.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Yes. All praise be to Allah. Anybody else want to comment? Hold on. Let me see. We'll get back to my studio screen. Anybody else want to make a comment? Let's see. 404-452. Assalamu alaikum. Let's see what we got here. 404-452. Let's see.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sorry that I couldn't join y'all earlier, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast down here in Nashville, Tennessee, with this, and I'm excited about it, but I had to say that. Children are talking about COVID because they're one of them that I meet. I ask them, do you know about coding? No. Do you know about the robots? You know, and we just hold a little conversation. So I want to let y'all know about the free registration for the Zoom link that I sent earlier. I sent it out too, but I did send it out to Brother Imeen. I don't know if I sent it out to you, Doctor, or not. I know your schedule is heavy, but I'm going to send it anyway just in case you can tune in for Saturday night at the banquet. I don't know if you had anything to do with that or not, Doctor, getting it hooked up like that, but it's hooked up now. And I'm hoping that everybody will come in and join, talk about the coding. And, you know, of course, our God has been doing his dawah. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullah Barakat.
You know, I was just thinking, I don't mean to just, you know, cut you off, but it would be a good thing, Dr. Frank, if you had literature, you know, because you in Maryland, right? How far is Maryland from Nashville? You know, if you could make a presence there and add out some literature. Should be a lot of people there, a lot of educators. I beg your pardon? How far is it?
It's a 10-hour drive.
Okay.
10 hours. But I'm trying to make that trip, actually. I might be able to make it down there this weekend, inshallah.
Yeah, it's going to start tomorrow. We'll start tomorrow for Juma, and then Saturday the workshops and the banquet. And then Sunday, are they having something Sunday too, Sister Daima?
Darling, my name is Daima.
Sunday too?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Daima. Sorry.
Yes, it's Talim. They're going to have
Talim on
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to log in for Zoom, and I'm going to make my, shall make a donation and, to their not PayPal. What's the other one?
Cash.
Other.
Cash App.
Cash App. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inshallah. So I'll zoom in.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, but that'd
looking
be a good,
to seeing
a
you
good
your
place to just, you know, because you got educated, you got people who are interested in education
mm-hmm.
and soldiers.
Yes, they are.
Looking out for those children.
Yes, they are. And I was speaking to the imam tonight too. Yes, and he mentioned to me about his interest, and so did his wife, the principal, Sister Mahasan, and Sister Aliyah. Yeah, they all mentioned about their interest and concern and really, you know, seeing to that the children get to the coding in whichever way the doctor has mentioned that he could help them out with it, you know, as far as teaching the children and all. So, inshallah, it'll come into fruition. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir.
Brother Shuja,
I just want to tell Dr. Frank that we is learning, and we know that what he presented to us, many of us, haven't heard it, you know, and I know just when he brought the word out, algorithm bias, you know,
mm-hmm.
that right there, that was powerful.
Yeah.
Algorithm bias, you know, I had to figure that out, you know, but I had talked to the brother and my daughter was interested in the program because I had presented the program the best I could to her, so she wanted to get it to her sister's son, you know, they all stay together I think her and Dr. Frank is getting hooked up on that. I know my daughter is ready to whatever it costs to contribute to the cost of it, and more than likely we're gonna have my grandson probably be the first one in the class, you know. So, I mean, off this program here, you know. And I think if we concentrate on it hard enough, you know, don't get deflected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always going to have people that are going to try to deflect you, you know. I mean, they real bold at it. But Let's anytime we have a person like this on, let's support them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's support them. You know, and it's serious because Shaitan is working hard. So we thank you. I like what Brother Akbar was saying, and I'm in agreement with that. Praise be to Allah. I pray that the brother Dr. Frank just stay strong and keep coming. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. We got 914-434. 914-434. I think that's Muhammad. Muhammad, brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. Amin and everyone, Dr. Frank and Suja and Dai and everyone that's on. I just want, you spoke about the Zoom. A lot of us would like to be able to get on to the Zoom. So how do we get on?
Zaya has the link. She has the link. She sent me the link. I haven't tried it. But if anything else, Chris, let me give you Sister Mahasa's number and plug in with the principal. You know, when you in school, you know the principal is it. So let me give you Sister Mahasa's number.
Yeah, I have some. But you can go ahead and give it out. Give it out to everyone needs it. You have it. So go ahead and give it out. Thank you.
Yes. Mahasan, which is 615-485.